Steve Krueger.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Hello.
How are you? Welcome to the show.
Yes.
So, thanks for having me, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Do you have a leg?
I have one, that's for sure.
That's okay. Good. All right.
Very good.
One down, one to go.
All right, so AJ ruined it for me.
I did.
I watched episode one last night. I'm hooked, by the way. And just this interview has cost me $10 a month. That's what I got to pay for the Showtime now. But it's worth the trip. Like I get a free trial, and I'm watching this. I'm like, yeah, I'm going for it.
I'm in.
Right. They got me. This one show, Showtime got me.
Yes,
Steve Krueger with Yellow Jackets.
Really, that was what we strive for. The first episode, and you're in.
Yeah,
yeah, it's really good.
Use the first one's free before you're hooked.
Nah, really, really good. I thought it was a real plane crash at first. I thought that there was really a team.
I thought it was a real plane crash too, honestly.
Right, and you were in it. So.
All right. So when it was pitched to you, how was it pitched?
You know, it was pitched essentially just with the script. The script showed up in my inbox, and I looked at the names on the script, and I had worked with the creators, Ashley Lyle and Bart Dickerson, before on my previous show, and they were two of my favorite writers in the whole industry because they just have a certain writing style. They write almost like people write novels, you know, and you're not used to seeing scripts written in that way. So I knew that it was going to be good, and then once I dove in and started reading that first episode, that pilot episode, I thought this is one of, if not the best pilot scripts I've ever read.
Wow.
In my entire career, and something about it just jumped out. You know, it's different. It's novel. It's kind of an interesting idea. It blends all these different genres. So I was hooked just from reading it, probably the same way you guys were hooked from watching it.
And when you got the script in your inbox, were those big names attached? You know, the writers were, but like, were the actresses that are in there, were they attached to it?
No, at that point, this was very early on. I mean, I think they had just started seeing people, and this was before I heard the names like Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis and Melanie Lynskey, and you know, that just added fuel to the fire. As soon as I saw that you know, heavyweights like that were on board, I thought, oh my gosh, this is something I gotta figure out how to be a part of this.
Yeah. How many people were trying out for this part that you got?
Oh my God, your guess is as good as mine.
Really?
But on average, like, you know, we're talking any given role in LA these days, especially when it comes to television shows and big things like this, they're getting upwards of 5,000 just submissions. Just agents and managers sending in resumes and headshots. And I'm sure they probably saw in person, you know, 50, 100, 200 people for this, and they just kind of narrowed it down slowly but surely.
And when you go to audition for the part, is it like we see in a typical, you know, whatever, these movies, like there's 100 of you out in a room and then you get called in one at a time to try a particular part, or are you sending in a video, or how does that process work?
Enough. This was one of the last auditions that I ever had that was in person. You know, pre-pandemic, yes, it was exactly like you see in the movies. For the most part, you know, you would go to a casting office, and there were a bunch of guys that were kind of variations of you, all wearing, you know, some iteration of the same outfit. You know, in fact, I remember distinctly Coach Scott. One of the big highlights in his character breakdown was he wears, you know, it's the 1990s, so he wears these short, you know, gym coach shorts. And so every guy there had, you know, some different version of short shorts, and some, you know, some were kind of like, you know, moderately short, just above the knees. Some were really, really short.
Like, yeah, like, make sure you're crossing your legs short.
The audition, you will never be able to erase from your mind.
Hey, the mouse got out of the house there, pal.
The one loose soccer ball.
Right.
I literally remember thinking, like, oh my gosh, are my shorts, you know, are they short enough? And I would like jack them up a little bit. I'm like, okay, maybe, but I have skinny legs, you know? But I'm like, well, you know, I don't want to be awkward and like show off my skinny chicken legs too much.
Right.
But now, to answer your question, now, you know, since COVID has happened, pretty much everything is remote. You know, as actors, we've gotten very used to just sending in audition tapes and, you know, we do things live over Zoom occasionally, but most everything is remote now.
Steve Krueger's on. He's a coach in Yellow Jackets. Was there a moment in the audition that you knew, like, it was like, okay.
Nailed it.
Or was there something they told you, like, you did this and that's why you got the job?
Well, you know, it was really challenging for me because I walked into that room knowing the two people that had created the show and knowing them pretty well. And so, you know, there's always this weight on my shoulders to not disappoint them, and, you know, to not embarrass them, because obviously everybody else in the room knew that I had worked with them before. So I kind of wanted to believe that the part was mine, but when I walked in there, but then after my first read, I didn't hear anything for several weeks. And usually that's a bad sign.
Right.
you know, you go in and you audition, and then a few weeks go by, you know, you didn't get the part. Right. In this case, they had kind of jumped to some other characters, to seeing some other characters, and they weren't quite sure exactly what they wanted for Coach Ben. So about 3 weeks later, I heard and came back in for another, you know, a couple rounds of interviews. And at that point, once I heard that, then I was pretty confident that this was going to go my way.
This is, you know, I don't do this a lot, but I'm telling people, like, watch this show.
Yeah.
I know it's a big commitment when you sign up to something.
Yeah.
You're committing a number of hours of your life to watching this and following the characters. And
yeah.
I was 10 or 15 minutes into this, and I'm like, I am 100% in.
Sucked right in.
Really good.
Yep.
AJ ruined it for me that I'm only on episode one. So AJ told me that you lose a leg.
You know what? That's not too far in front of you. That happens at the very beginning of episode two.
Right. Okay, great.
Right. So
okay, so a little preview of what I'm going to watch tonight.
Right, I didn't tell you how he lost it.
It was more like a this season on Yellow Jackets kind of thing.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I didn't tell you how he lost it.
Now, season two, episode one is out now, right?
Yeah, we just premiered last weekend.
Nice.
It's got to be hard for you to walk around knowing most of, if not all, of what happens in season two and not have that, oh, yeah, and then that.
Right. You can't go to parties and get drunk.
That's right. And everyone's hitting you up.
Right.
No, but AJ, I think everybody's been in that situation. You're just excited about something that you liked and enjoyed, and you just want to talk about it.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just, if I could just rewind that 3 seconds, I'm good.
You go order a burger and spill everything.
Yeah, so can you give us a little sneak preview of season two?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's funny. People actually are usually begging me for spoilers, and then as soon as I start to tell them, they say, wait, no, I didn't mean it.
Stop. Right, la, 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 yeah.
Exactly. It's like, pick up your mind. You know, all I'll say about season two is it's hard to come back after a successful season one and try to live up to those expectations, but this show has so much room to grow as far as the level of insanity that we presented in season one. We get even crazier in season two, and it's all done in a way that's rooted in the characters and the story, so it feels very authentic, but let's just say things go off the rails pretty quickly.
Yeah, okay, that's good, because you didn't ruin anything for anybody,
no.
And I gotta tell you,
that's
I've never seen episode one of season one go from, all right, here's normal, and then here's super crazy in like the first 10 or 15 minutes of the episode. I'm like, I gotta watch this. Yeah, it's great. So congratulations, man.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I got to let you go to your next deal here.
Right.
But you can come back anytime you want.
Yeah, hope you get your leg back.
That sounds great.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Work on that. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.